There's a lot to love about the Great Lakes, the beauty, the fish and wildlife, the history. And there are also threats to ecosystems like invasive species and microplastic pollution. Our next guest uses her art to explore all of that. Her series of artist books uses items found on Great Lakes beaches, and her videos showcasing her art and history about the lakes have racked up millions of views on social media. Geo Rutherford is an artist and an art teacher living in Madison. She's pursuing her master's in fine arts at UW-Milwaukee. Geo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, from your art, I'm going to guess you feel a pretty strong connection to the Great Lakes. Where did that first come from?
Well, I'm one of those people that actually replanted myself here in the Midwest, and the absolute shock at how majestic and giant the Great Lakes was my first emotion with the Great Lakes, because I moved here from Colorado, and that's where it really started, just kind of a fascination with this body of water that was inconceivably large for me.
What led you to want to tackle it, not just as somebody standing by the water and enjoying it, but as an artist?
Well, as my program wants me to do work for art, I also am the daughter of a scientist. And so when I moved to Milwaukee and started my master's of fine arts, I decided that my focus should be on something that matters to the people here and matters to me. So I started to do research on the Great Lakes, and that's what led me down this path. So I actually, 2 years ago, didn't actually know that much about the Great Lakes. But since I started this journey, I feel like I have a much better understanding of what's going on environmentally with the Great Lakes and their health and wellness.
Talk us through now your Beaches of the Great Lakes series of artist books. And people might hear the word book and think of a certain image, and it might not look like your books. Can you tell us what goes into them?
Yeah, this book definitely challenges your expectations of books, but that's what a lot of artist books are striving to do. There are tons of artist books that are your traditional book where you open it, you turn pages, but there's also a lot of artist books that are trying to challenge and ask the question, what is a book and how far can we push that definition? And this book was born from that challenge. And then it turned into something else. And I've been really impressed with how it bridges the gap between art people and everyday people who love the lakes. Anyone who encounters this book can appreciate what it's about. When you first open it, it looks like a box. It's kind of a rectangular box. It fits in the palm of my hand. And I pull the lid off and you encounter a rack of test tube tops. So they're bright orange and you can't see what's inside of them. So there's a certain mystery right off the bat. But as you lift each tube out of the box, you encounter the material inside of the tube and you read the label, you will better realize how special these books are, how special the lakes and the beaches are. So each tube contains material found on the beaches, both natural material and man-made material that has ended up on our shores.
Can you give us a sense of the range of those materials, natural and, as you say, man-made?
So you'll find things like driftwood and zebra mussels, which is an invasive species. You'll find reeds or dune grass. You'll find things that we expect on beaches. I even have a tube that's full of sand because that's what we find on the beaches. I find a lot of different kinds of rocks and stones. There's even Petoskey and crinoid fossils that I find right here in Milwaukee on the beaches. But then there's also things like nurdles, and which is a kind of industrial pellet that they use to melt down to make other plastic. There's tons of those on the beaches. There's tons of barrettes on the beaches, like plastic, goofy barrettes. I find tons of them. Those little smoking applicators, I find tons of those. There's so many things that I find a lot of that probably shouldn't be on the beaches, but they are. And I include those in the books so that you recognize what the beaches are kind of collecting as a remnant of human population right by the shore.
You have found a lot of exposure on social media, TikTok, and elsewhere, where you've gotten millions of views for videos of these books. Did you expect this to get such a response online?
No, not at all. I enjoy TikTok as an artist and a teacher. I'm kind of fascinated with the potential for that platform. And as a teacher and educator, I love using it to teach things quickly, efficiently, that people leave with something that they didn't start with. But I started on the app teaching about artist books and teaching about this book in particular. And I've been shocked at how many people have enjoyed it, have enjoyed the watching the process of making it, because it took me about 3 months this summer to make 10 of them, to collect enough material for 10 books, to make them all from book board and book cloth and from printmaking materials. So people have really watched my journey in the last 3 months. And it's been such a magical experience to be able to share that and kind of give people exposure, not only to artist books, but to Great Lakes education through this book.
And do you think partly that speaks to a kind of a shared love for our great waterways like the Great Lakes?
I was so shocked at how many people feel the same way that I do about the lakes. The lakes are so special, and I think that's why this book accesses so many different people. Everybody loves the lakes. Everybody has a relationship with the lakes, especially here in the Midwest, where it's in our backyard and it's so special, and we don't want to take advantage of it, but we do almost by accident. And that's just so sad. So I'm really happy that people love the lakes the way I do, and they've appreciated them through this book and through my content on TikTok.
Gio, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Gio Rutherford is an artist living in Madison and teaching there too, pursuing her master's in fine arts at UW-Milwaukee. She talked to us about her artist books that use things found on Great Lakes beaches to showcase their ecosystems.